passage tonight will be from 2 Corinthians, but we're going to go somewhere else. First, if you turn to the book of Ephesians first. I think probably the scriptures I'm about to read, the two verses, I think probably everybody in here could say it totally by memory, without looking. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Does everybody understand that? I mean, is there any way to make that more simple than what we have right there? For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What if somebody came into this church and started sneaking around, especially targeting the newer members of the church that weren't rooted and grounded in what we study? What if they came in here and started saying that, yeah, you really do need some works if you're going to plan to get to heaven, and just started spreading false doctrine? What if they did that behind Charles's back, just stealth mode, you know, just sneaking around? Hopefully that the rest of us are rooted and grounded enough that if we heard something like that, we would give our unceasing support to Charles. But I've got to tell you, that's exactly what is happening. Not here at our church, but in the passage we're going to read tonight in 2 Corinthians, where Paul has to spend so much of his time defending himself and his teachings that he can't even really